The skies over Austin, Texas, turned violent on Memorial Day 18 years ago. As an F4 tornado ravaged the landscape, another storm was brewing at the Liston family barbecue, one that would end with the murder of beautiful, manipulative Susan Liston. Now her younger sister Bellamy has reopened old wounds by publishing Low Pressure, a fictionalized account of the tragedy under the pen name TJ David. When tabloid reporter Rocky Van Durbin exposes her true identity, Bellamy's carefully constructed world begins to crumble. The threatening messages arrive almost immediately. A box containing a live rat, anonymous phone calls, vandalism to her car. Someone is deeply disturbed by her novel and wants her to back off. What truth has Bellamy's book threatened to expose? The official version claimed Alan Strickland murdered Susan during the chaos of the tornado. He was convicted, sent to prison, and later killed by another inmate. Case closed. But if justice was truly served, why is someone so determined to silence Bellamy now? What makes this mystery particularly unsettling is Bellamy's own fractured memory. The trauma of that day created a gap in her recollection. Crucial hours simply vanished from her mind. Could she have witnessed something that would identify the real killer? And if Alan Strickland wasn't guilty, who really murdered Susan Liston? Desperate for answers, Bellamy returns to Texas and encounters Denton Carter, her sister's former boyfriend who was once the prime suspect in Susan's murder. Now a struggling pilot, Dent has lived 18 years under suspicion's shadow. Their first meeting is tense as he confronts her about the book that reopened his nightmare. "Why did you write it?" he demands, voice raw with anger. "I needed to expunge it," she answers simply. Despite mutual distrust, circumstances force them into an alliance. When Bellamy's house is vandalized with threats and Dent's plane is sabotaged, they realize they're both targets. The danger escalates. Cut brake lines, tampered medications, accidents that can't be dismissed as coincidence. Their reluctant cooperation transforms as they investigate Susan's murder. Both carry wounds, Dent from his damaged reputation and lost career, Bellamy from her sister's death and its psychological impact. Their professional relationship gradually deepens, challenging their emotional barriers. Who was Susan Liston really? Through conversations with Dent and Stephen, a more complex portrait emerges than Bellamy's innocent victim. Susan was beautiful and magnetic, but also manipulative, using her sexuality as a weapon that damaged relationships. Dent reveals their relationship was volatile, with frequent arguments over his flying passion. On the murder day, they fought when he chose flying with his mentor over the Memorial Day barbecue. Her parting words, that she'd rather die than play second fiddle to that nasty old man, would haunt him for years. Stephen confesses Susan sexually tormented him for years, sneaking into his room at night, exposing herself, and mocking his confused responses as he struggled with his sexuality. This harassment began on their parents' wedding day, creating a motive investigators overlooked. As Susan's life is examined, it becomes clear that nearly everyone in her orbit had reason to want her gone, from her provocative behavior with Alan to her cruel treatment of Stephen and volatile relationship with Dent. The search for truth leads Bellamy and Dent to former detective Dale Moody, who led the original murder investigation. Now a guilt-ridden recluse, Moody confesses he never truly believed Alan Strickland was guilty. "I never believed Alan killed Susan," he admits, "but we were desperate to solve the case, and he was an easier target than Dent." Moody reveals that prosecutor Rupert Roop fixated on securing a conviction. When they couldn't break Dent's alibi, they targeted Alan instead. Most shockingly, Roop deliberately caused Ray Strickland's car accident to prevent testimony that could create reasonable doubt. This corruption led to Alan's murder in prison and Ray's 18-year revenge quest. Moody produces a hidden copy of the complete case file, documents preserved after Roop had the originals destroyed. These records contain crucial unpublished details, including evidence that Susan was struck from behind before being strangled. They discover Ray has been stalking Bellamy since her book's publication, blaming her for dishonoring his brother's memory. Howard Liston, near death, asks Bellamy to investigate if Alan Strickland truly killed Susan, admitting his doubts. This request, following Howard's death, drives Bellamy's search for truth. During a violent thunderstorm at the Liston estate, mirroring the weather on Susan's murder day, the final pieces align. As barometric pressure drops, Bellamy experiences tornado flashbacks while examining an old family photograph. When lightning strikes nearby, Bellamy drops the frame, shattering the glass. Removing the photograph, she notices markings on its back that lead her to compare it with police files, triggering a connection she missed for 18 years. Her suppressed memory finally surfaces. Olivia, her stepmother, standing over Susan's body, floral blouse missing its silk tie. When confronted, Olivia confesses to killing Susan after discovering her affair with Stephen, Olivia's husband. Susan had taunted her about her age, driving Olivia to strike her with a branch before strangling her with the blouse tie. As Bellamy calls emergency services after finding Olivia with slashed wrists, Ray Strickland makes his final desperate move. Having followed her to the house, he attacks in a vengeful attempt to make someone pay for his brother's wrongful imprisonment and death. This confrontation brings all threads together: Ray's misguided vendetta, Olivia's secret, and Dent's timely arrival to save Bellamy. The truth emerges, posthumously clearing Alan Strickland and exposing how Rupe Collier's corruption led to an innocent man's conviction. In the aftermath, Bellamy and Dent confront their fears about vulnerability. Sitting on her porch, Dent struggles to express himself. "I've never been half of something," he admits. "I'm afraid I'll hurt you. My work, my lifestyle, it's always been easier to keep people at arm's length." Their reconciliation unfolds as both acknowledge their fears. Bellamy describes embracing her sexuality without shame after past trauma, while Dent reveals how investigating humanity's darkest impulses convinced him he couldn't maintain lasting connections. Low Pressure showcases truth's healing power. The mounting pressure throughout the novel creates conditions where secrets inevitably surface. For Bellamy, discovering the truth about Susan's murder frees her from sexual repression. Her journey from selective amnesia to awareness demonstrates how buried truths eventually resurface. Though painful, recovering these memories becomes essential to her emotional liberation. Dent's story illustrates how false accusations create their own prison. The truth clears his name and allows him to move beyond the murder suspect identity that defined him for 18 years. His experience reveals how a single lie can reshape someone's entire existence, affecting career, relationships, and self-image. The novel contends that truth, while painful, is less destructive than deception. Olivia's suicide represents the ultimate cost of living a lie. In contrast, Bellamy and Dent's relationship, built on painful honesty, offers healing and a future unburdened by the past. Their final embrace symbolizes redemption through truth. Facing our darkest moments can lead to connection rather than destruction.